From groundbreaking tournament victories to behind-the-scenes drama, you're right here tuned in to the BioCast, your ultimate source for all things Biohazard Esports. What's up, survivors? This is your main man, Wooly, and I'm coming to you live on December 10th, 2024. Get ready for a packed show that'll keep you on the edge of your gaming chair. That's right. Plus, we got a special guest up in the building. He's going to be stopping by. And we're also going to dive deep into the shocking changes that have been shaking up the competitive esports scene. Plus, exclusive interviews with team captains about their strategies for the upcoming winter championships. So grab your gaming gear, turn up the volume, and let's jump right into today's hottest esports update. So first in our news roundup, over here at Biohazard Esports, it's buzzing after last week's unexpected announcement. That's right. We just recently signed two GCs to our Rocket League Division team. Rocket League is coming along just fine, ladies and gentlemen. Rocket League, our division, what Gary's doing over there, he's doing pretty amazing. And given the fact that, you know, I would have to say that Bio is moving along just fine for that New Year's Tournament Championship coming up. And I can't wait. I can't even speculate of how ready I am for this. When you start seeing the way Bio has it played, it's going to be incredible. It really is. It's going to be incredible. So we're going to really see. We're going to see. So check this out. I told y'all I got a special guest. And he's a friend from way, way back. Like four flats on the Cadillac. He's my pal. He's my buddy. Man, look, he used to be sponsored in the Call of Duty competitive scene. It's our boy, Eddie. He was there during the first few days of the founding of Biohazard, and we got him on the show today. So we're going to let him explain what it was like for him coming up. He even spent time around, that's right, the infamous big boys of it all, FaZe. That's right. So what we're going to do, we're going to hand this over to him. And we're going to let him speak a little bit about what he did and how he managed to come up and what made him walk away from it. So explain to him about how you came up.
Started when I was a little squeaker, not even old enough to play the game. Started on really Call of Duty 2, but that was before multiplayer. And multiplayer started, I was on Call of Duty 4 or whatever, Modern Warfare. Mm-hmm. And I started off sniping. I used to skip school to play that. I played MW3, well, 2, of course, and okay, and then when I jumped to Black Ops 2, I got really, really good.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into the lobbies with some of the FaZe guys and all that. How'd you wind up coming across that?
Just playing free-for-all, hardcore modes.
Just meeting new people and stuff, like in the lobby, and next thing you know, you just met them.
Have people with me, you know what I mean? Not like a clan, but like just playing with other people. And I guess, you know, they play with their people, so I think it puts the two together.
Right. So what was your first big match? Like, what was your first big tournament win? Like how did that go? And then after that, where did it start to basically fall down? Like, you know, where was your chance to say, hey, I did this, and then now it's time to like step away?
First off, I played with them and got in because Temper in a match on Nuketown, about one kill on spawn trapping, but never really got to go to any tournaments or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, you know, 17-plus games.
Oh, yeah, you had to do the age requirement thing. Well, when you did become of age, what made you just walk away from it? What made you just tear away from it? Like, maybe this ain't for me.
I don't know. I still play every now and again when I got a console. Like, I was pretty ranked up on the Warzone. But I did it on my sister's husband account, so it's just, like, basically not having my own stuff, I think, had a big part in it. You know what I mean? Because I was ranking up other people's accounts and stuff. And it's like, I'd be getting into it, but then I'd have to leave or move. And yeah, so.
All right. Well, check this out. I tell you what we're going to do. Since we heard from you, Eddie, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a small little intervention real quick. And I tell you guys what, man. After hearing from Eddie, You know, he was out there. You hear it. He wasn't of age. He didn't meet the age requirements. Man was a very good Call of Duty player. Man just was running up in lobbies, just playing, you know, doing his thing. And next thing you know, you bump into somebody. Hey, oh, shit. Big boys of FaZe. Like, oh, wow. Like, that goes to show you never know who you're going to really meet out there. But that's an awesome story, you know, Eddie. And you know, man, like, really and truly, I wish you wouldn't have to walk away. You got so much talent. You got so much, like, going on for you. I would actually like to see what you could do on a Biohazard Call of Duty team. Maybe Pat could run you up a couple of games or something like that in the future, but we'll see. But check it out, guys. I forgot to tell you in the beginning of the show, look. Wait. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick pause. We're going to come right back. And then what we're going to do after that, you're going to have to wait for. That's right. You're going to hear exclusive stories behind the scenes with other players around the esports competitive scene. And you're also going to get the chance. That's right. To be in our raffle for the Razer Gaming headphones. That's right. You're going to go ahead and you're going to make the pick. One lucky fan is going to walk away on the first with a pair of Razer Gaming headphones. You guys stay tuned, man. Look, we're going to come right back. Look, we're going to take this quick pause. I'm your boy, Willie. We're going to be right back.